गौरपृष्ठाय भूतवे शिशिमद्भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशवैतिना पतिमत्र चरित्राय स्वाक्षितानञ्च पालिने जीवदुःखे सदाताय नाम प्रेम प्रदाय वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरद्विषे
चन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहतात्तरवाजुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तरवोभिने दुस्तं सर्वभूतभयं जीवामि त्वया विना विज्ञैराधे त्वं मां चरणान्तिकम् फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आफ्टर ब्लेसिंग्स इज टू तिला प्रविष्ट ब्लेसिंग्स इज टू Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj offer unlimited number of obeisances. Thereafter, my Shiksha Guru, I also offer obeisances to Bhakti Kamal Madhusudan Maharaj. His name was Narottam Ananda Prabhu. He brought me closer to my Gurudev. I also offer obeisances to Bhakti Kamal Madhusudan Maharaj, who is my Varatma Parashak Guru, who showed me the path to my Guru. He caught me and brought me to my Gurudev. I also offer obeisances to my Shiksha Guru, Bhakti Vedanta Vaman Goswami Maharaj, and also to my Shiksha Guru, and also to Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, Prabhupada. I offer my Dandavat Pranams, both are my Shiksha Guru, Vaman Maharaj and Swami Maharaj. Then all the Tridanti Sannyasis and Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, saintly persons, I offer them my obeisances. Yesterday, I explained about how my Gurudev used to explain about Dham. When Prabhupada disappeared from this world, my Gurudev, Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj, started the Dham Parikrama, resumed the Dham Parikrama again after Prabhupada's disappearance. Then Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj gave Tridandi Sannyas to Vaman Maharaj, Narayan Maharaj and Trivikra Maharaj. Then later on, 5 years later, he gave Sannyas to Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada also. So this past times I explained yesterday, this is the Dham. This Dham is nothing but hidden Vrindavan. In Vrindavan there are 12 main forests and there are 12 sub forests, and then there are So Madhuvan, Talvan, Kumudvan, Bahulavan, Bhadravan, Bandirvan, Vrindavan, Belvan, Lahuvan and Gokul Mahavan. These are the 12 main forests of Vrindavan, and then there are other sub forests. But in Vrindavan there is a particular order to this forest. While these forests are obfuscated, means they are arranged in a different order here in Vrindavan. Here is Ganga. Jamuna is also present here. Saraswati is also present here. Vayaswini is also here. Sindhu is there. Kaveri is there. Godavari, Narmada, Tapti, all the rivers are present here. That side is Ganga and this side is Jamuna. So there is also Saraswati. So here is the Saptavani Sangam here. Seven rivers. So in Kali Yuga, Brahma. So Brahma came here in Satya Yuga. Panchaveni. Ganga is here. Panchaveni Sangam is here. Brahma. Brahma had performed millions and millions of pastimes of sacrifices. Rishis and sages performed many sacrifices here. Therefore, this place is very holy. So, Ganga, Jamuna, Saraswati. And in this place is also Shankaracharya also came here. Mahaprabhu gave order to Shankaracharya, gave darshan to Shankaracharya. Then Mahaprabhu told Shankaracharya that this dham is very dear to me. You should not preach Mayavad here. And then he sent Shankaracharya back. And then Vaikunthapuri is also here. The original Vaikuntha is in Navadvip. And Ramanujacharya also came here. So Shankaracharya came here. Nimbaditya also came here. Nimbarka Acharya. Vishnu Swami was also here. And Mahaprabhu gave darshan to Vishnu Swami. You should not reveal me right now. And you should reveal me later. Then he told, see, Madhvacharya also came here. Then Mahaprabhu told Madhvacharya that I will take birth in your sampradaya. Krishna's actually Madhvacharya explained that Krishna's deity is transcendental, full of knowledge of bliss and eternity. One pointed service to Vaishnavas and one pointed dedication to the Vaishnavas. This is the two qualities of Ramanuj Sampradaya. Ramanuj Sampradaya people, they never enter into the into the Shiva temple, even if they have to die. Then Mahaprabhu went to Rameshwar. Then he went to Madurai. Mahaprabhu went to Madurai. And Mahaprabhu delivered all, even Shiva Bhaktas in South India. So this is a very holy place. So one pointed dedication and service to Vaishnavas, these two principles were taken from Ramanuja Sampradaya by Mahaprabhu. In Rudra Sampradaya, Anuragmai Bhakti, the loving devotional service, and Nimbaditya Sampradaya he took. One pointed mood, devotional mood towards Krishna, this was taken from Nimbarka Sampradaya, and Gopi Bhav, the mood of the gopis, this was taken from Nimbarka Sampradaya. So Mahaprabhu took the essence of all the two qualities each from these four Sampradayas. So Mahaprabhu appeared here. That Gopi Bhav, which is not obtained by millions and millions of years, that was given away right away by Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu gave the mood of servitorship for Srimati Radhika, maid servant mood. And Mahaprabhu preached the glories everywhere. So all over the world these preachers are preaching these glories of Mahaprabhu. So now more than 10,000 people have assembled here. You see, I am very happy that so many people have come. I'm so happy. More than 10,000 people have gathered here. Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. So you may have to undergo some difficulty here. It will not be comfortable like a 5-star hotel here, but you must tolerate. It will not be like your own house here. It's not like a flat where toilet, attached toilet, bathroom, kitchen and pantry and everything. All those things would not be available here. So if you return home, tell everyone it was a first class parikrama and I had a lot of comfortable time there. Don't tell them that I had a little hard time. Otherwise no one would come with you next year. So in 24 parganas of Bengal, we should not go to Navadvip Parikrama this time. Why should I not go this time? Why you are going? So one person was restricted from going from Navadvip Parikrama. They told, his relatives told him, why you are going every year to Navadvip? Then he told that, why you eat every day? Why do you eat morning and evening and in night? So similarly, I must go every year for Navadvip. Not that I will go this year and next year I will not go. Like eating, you must also go for Navadvip Parikrama every year, regularly. So tomorrow we will go to Mayapur, birthplace of Mahaprabhu. So we will have some breakfast there. So 6:30 we'll go from here. Then nearby yoga pith is, there will be prasad right near the birthplace of Mahaprabhu. After taking prasad, taking darshan, we'll return to Navadvip. Gaur Hari Bol. Gaur Hari Bol.
Gaur Hari Hari Bol.
Guru Vaishnava Krishna Krishna.